We will attend the Wednesday service on January 31, 2024, with a reverent heart before God the Father. Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 13, verse 51 to 52. Matthew chapter 13, verse 51 to 52. I'd like to read. Have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes. And he said to them, therefore every scribe who has become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like a head of a household who brings forth out of his treasure things new and old. Today's title is Scribes in Heaven. Matthew chapter 13, which includes today's text, is called the Kingdom of Heaven. The Jesus taught his disciples the secret of the Kingdom of Heaven in seven parables, including the parable of the sower and the parable of the wheat and tares, and so on. And today, the parable of the scribes of the Kingdom of Heaven is a concluding parable of the Kingdom of Heaven. After the Lord had finished proclaiming the parables of the Kingdom of Heaven, he asked his disciples, have you realized, have you understood all these things? And they replied, yes, we have. While we do not know if the disciples realized what he was expecting, we can see God's desire for them to fully comprehend the parables of the Kingdom of Heaven to which he had testified. The phrase, have you realized, understood, is the Greek that is shiniemi, which simply means, do you understand? The Lord is not using the word in the sense of simply, do you understand? This enlightenment does not depend on the world's knowledge or ignorance, but only on those whom God allows to realize it. The Lord specifically used this word to distinguish between you who are permitted to know the secret of the Kingdom of Heaven and them who are not. According to the Matthew chapter 13, verse 11 and 13, Matthew chapter 13, verse 11 and 13, I'd like to read, and he answered and said to them, to you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the Kingdom of Heaven, but to them it has not been granted. And verse 13, therefore, I speak to them in parables, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. You can see that. That is Jesus answered them, is to you is what he is what clearly, openly, but to them is that they do not understand. It is addressed to those who are blessed to see, hear, and understand the word of God, not to outsiders who do not see, hear, and understand. To those who claim to know all things, the Lord says, therefore, every scribe who has become a disciple of the Kingdom of Heaven is like a head of a household who brings forth out of his treasure things new and old. In original language, the disciples who are trained by Jesus and enlightened with the secret of the Kingdom of Heaven are scribes trained for the Kingdom of Heaven and given the task of bringing out the old and the new from God's treasury. Through the parables of the Kingdom of Heaven, realizing the secret of the Kingdom of Heaven is a prerequisite to realizing Jesus, who is the Kingdom of Heaven itself. Let's look at the Matthew chapter 10, verse 6 to 7. It is Jesus commanded the disciples, verse 6, but let her go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So these disciples of the kingdom of heaven comes before the scribe. The disciples of Jesus, the kingdom of heaven must be the scribes of Jesus. It is the mission of the disciples to become scribes of Jesus Christ, the secret of heaven, and to proclaim that Jesus is heaven, and that heaven has come to earth. First, what is a scribe? The word scribe originally meant someone who literally write down what they hear. A scribe is someone who write down what a king or master tells them. Scribes in Israel were priests and rabbis who fulfilled their role. In other words, they were well-versed in the law, specifically the writing and preservation of the Bible, and they were also responsible for teaching the law to the prophet, people of Israel. Ezra is a prime example of this. Let's look at the Ezra chapter 7, verse 6. I'd like to read Ezra chapter 7, verse 6. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a scribe skilled in the law of Moses. You can see the Ezra was a scribe skilled in the law of Moses. And I like another verse, Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1 and 8. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1 and 8. I like to read verse 1. And all the peoples gathered as one man at the square which was in front of the water gate, and they asked Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses which the Lord had given to Israel. In this verse also talk about Ezra, the scribe, and he just went on about the book of the law of Moses. I'd like to read verse 8. And they read from the book, from the law of God, translating to give the sense so that they understood the reading. You see, that is a scribe, is also is the duty to understand the teaching and what the maker understanding the scriptures. Yet, Jesus rebuked and cursed these scribes seven times in Matthew chapter 23, when he said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, who eat out." Obviously, in today's parable, the Lord used the word scribe to describe someone who understood the kingdom of heaven. So why did he curse them? The Lord treated them as outwardly religious charlatans who appear to be the most religious and the most God-fearing. But behind the closed doors, they were money-loving, power-loving, selling the name of God to oppress and defraud the people religiously to satisfy their own greed. Originally, it was their duty to recognize the Lord who had come as Messiah and introduce him to the people of Israel by diligently searching through the scriptures and the prophecies of the prophet to see who the Son of God and the grace were pointing to. Let's look at the 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 to 12. Especially chapter 10, verse 10 to 11, I'd like to read, "As to this salvation," this salvation is Jesus, "the prophet who prophesies of the grace of that would come to you made a careful search and inquiry, seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow." I'd like to give you another one. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days he has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. As you can see, the scribe was their duty to recognize the Lord who had come to as a Messiah, right? And by diligently searching through the scripture and the prophecies of the prophet to see who the Son of God. But what happened to them? They had heard from the Magi who had seen the star of the Lord and heard that Jesus had come as the King of the Jews, but they did not believe. The Magi had told them that the place where the Messiah would be born was Bethlehem, but they did not confirm it. You can see that the Matthew chapter 2 verse 4 to 5, and gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the peoples, he began to inquire of them where the Christ was to be born. And they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. This shows that the scribe of the day did not have a proper knowledge of the law and only used it to put their own righteousness ahead of God. So in the end, they were unable to know and follow God's will. The Apostle Paul is pointed out in Romans chapter 10, verse 2 to 3. Romans chapter 10, verse 2 to 3. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not in accordance with knowledge. For not knowing about the God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. The Old Testament, the law, which is in Jesus' day was called the Scripture, all testified about Jesus. But the scribes of his day did not realize this and did not learn to him because they did not realize him. They don't want them. Jesus talked to us in John chapter 5, verse 39 to 40. John chapter 5, verse 39 to 40. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is this that bear witness of me, and you are unwilling to come to me that you may have life. In the end, they condemned the Lord and caused him to be crucified. In the Acts chapter 13, verse 27, the four those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, recognizing neither him nor the utterance of the prophet which are read every Sabbath, fulfilled this by condemning him. Is it the someone who lived in Jerusalem and their ruler? There is a talk about one of them, there is a scribe. In fact, when the Lord asked the disciples if they understood all the parables of the kingdom of heaven, they replied they did. However, they honestly did not get it, and scattered after the Lord hung on the cross. He pursued the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, opened the scripture and said to them, I am the Messiah who has come according to the scripture. You can see that according to the Luke chapter 24, verse 26 to 27. I'd like to read. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures. The scribes of those days failed to teach about the Lord, the Messiah who had come as the scripture testified. After the disciples received the Holy Spirit, the scribes of heaven fulfilled their mission. Especially, we can see that, find out the Acts chapter 28, verse 23, especially the Apostle Paul, exactly is what Jesus did in the Emmaus. Let's read the Acts chapter 28, verse 23. And when they had set a day for him, they came to him at his lodging in large number. The Apostle Paul. And he was explaining to them by solemnly testifying about the kingdom of God and trying to persuade them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and from the prophet from morning until evening. Amen. In short, to testify that Jesus is the one who came to fulfill and complete the Old Testament, the law. So, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, "Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophet. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill." Fulfill. And the law of chapter 10, verse 4, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." I give you the two more verses. Galatians chapter 3, verse 24. "Therefore, the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ, what we may be justified by faith." Scribe has become our tutor. Right? Is right, right? But they didn't. I'll give you another one. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 9 to 10. "Then he said, Behold, I have come to do thy will. He takes away the first in order to establish the second." The first thing is the law, and the second is the grace. So, verse 10, "By this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." This is what it means to be a true scribe of mine, with a mission to teach, to make the connection between the Old Testament, the law, and the new, the grace of Jesus, the gospel, and to teach that all things are fulfilled and completed in the coming of the Lord. It's about always being ready to introduce the Lord. Let's look at the 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. 1 Peter chapter 3, 15. "But sanctify Christ as the Lord in your heart, always, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you." The hope is Jesus. "Yet with the gentleness and the liberals. Especially if we, as his loyal disciples, are to undertake the important work of winning of the world's lost souls to him. He expects us to be his disciples, as we have seen, who are united in the gospel, who wisely present the people, the old and the new, who are fluent in the world, and who are like a householder who gives freely from a heart of compassionate love. In a generation that recognizes the world but denies its power, may you all be disciples of the Lord who are truly able to generously serve the church, community, and the lost souls with his word of life and love." Let us pray. Father, thank you for giving us these precious words of life today. We have seen that you have given the disciples of Jesus, who is the kingdom of heaven, the mission of the scribes, front in the world and to testify Jesus to disciples. Now you have also given us the mission to be scribes, disciples of the kingdom of heaven, so that we may introduce the Lord who has come to this earth again and testify through the word that he is coming to his earth, not as the Son, but in the name of the Father. You have given us the mission of teaching and enlightening us in the world, so that we may become a front in the world and become true scribes of the kingdom of God, always fighting against the evil spirit of this world in prayer. We all ask these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ with thanksgiving. Amen.